flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
a wife asked her husband, "Do you think I am beautiful?" The husband says, "No." The wife says, "Do you want me to leave?" The husband says, "Yes." The wife starts crying. The husband says, "When I told you, you're not beautiful, it means you're beyond beauty. And I don't want you to live, because without you, I am incomplete." So that is the honesty. Honesty in words, honesty in intentions, honesty in actions. It doesn't want to. Flatter anyone. Nor it cares. About what others think. It knows no compulsion. It is. It accepts itself. It doesn't want decoration. It is not hungry for praise. It is. A frog hears a spiritual discourse and shouts, "I am enlightened today." And he's jumping and dancing. "I am enlightened. I am enlightened." his fellow frogs, asks him, "What have you achieved? How come you have become enlightened? What is your realization?" The enlightened master says, "Today I have realized I am frog." And that is the enlightenment. I have realized who I am. I have realized my glory, my dignity. I am in no way less than anyone. To realize the true self and to be true to it is the real enlightenment. To accept oneself, to accept yourself as you are, without any competitive attitude, without a sense of inferiority complex, without a trace of ego. The truth is it doesn't want to plaster a smile. It doesn't want to stick a plastic smile on the face to show the internal joy and happiness. It is it doesn't care for the societal norms. Or worldly inhibitions. It is there is a beautiful poem wherein a devotee is dancing. "I am immersed in the color of my beloved. Adorned myself with ornaments and tied anklets to my feet. I abandoned societal norms and danced. Evil thoughts have left, and I have embraced the company of saints, becoming a true devotee. Singing praises of the Lord day and night, I have escaped the serpent of time. Without him, the whole world feels bitter and everything else seems false. Meera, through her love for Giridhar, has experienced the sweetness of devotion. Main to saavre ke rang raji. I am immersed in the color of the beloved." This indicates total surrender and absorption in the love of the divine. It is not bother. It doesn't bother about what the world says. It bothers about what the Lord says. It doesn't care about what the world thinks. It cares about what the Lord thinks. Such highest form of love. Such devotion that transcends the societal norms. And pleases only in pleasing the Lord. So today's Murli Baba is highlighting the collective consciousness. It's not the individual you. It is the united consciousness. It is not just you who falls, but you, the entire clan, the entire family, the entire Brahmin lineage, the entire spiritual legacy go down. You are not separate. You are not individual. It is the collective consciousness. You are the part of this family. You are the part of this Brahmin world. You are the part of this Brahmin kul, clan. You are the part of the whole. If a part suffers, the whole suffers. Baba has introduced two new type of bhavanas. Gyan bhavana. Milan bhavana. This emotion, this feeling, to unite, to come together, to mingle. This is entirely a spiritual world. There is not a single mention of the word feeling in the world of science. Science doesn't believe in feelings. Science believes in proofs. That's why. It doesn't believe in spiritual experiences. Because spiritual experiences are based on feelings. On the intensity of feelings. The intense your feeling is, the more experience you have. And when the feelings have become dead, the experience becomes defunct. The spiritual life is the life of feelings, is the life of emotions. But the feelings have been spiritualized, divinized. The fervor, the elation, the ascension, the intoxication, the spiritual inebriation is based on bhavana. So Milan Bhavana and Gyan Swarup and Gyan Bhavana, these two things have brought you here. A mind with mathematical calculations cannot experience this. A mind with logical thinking and scientific bent of mind may not scale those heights of spiritual upliftment. So the Murli begins with these two words. Your bhavana has brought you here. Gyan Swarup Bhavana. This is a very difficult thing to understand. Where the feelings are there at the same time, Gyan, logic, knowledge has got attached to it. So it's a feeling, but it is based on knowledge. Baba said, you loved father, you loved the spiritual life, you loved this Brahmin family. That's why you got the father, you got this family, this support. The very fact that you have become a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari makes you eligible, gives you a passport, or gives you a stamp to enter the world of heaven. This is your birthright. But then, there are three problems. What are those three problems? It is the cleverness that you show. And because of that, the entire spiritual legacy is impacted. Baba said, karma and phal, dharma and karma. When you don't take care of your action, it affects you. Definitely you will have to bear the fruit of it. And what is the cleverness that you show? The first cleverness is compulsion. Spirituality is not about compulsion. You're not doing things because you're forced to do them. And if it is so, then it is not the spiritual life. You're acting out of joy. You're acting out of your own internal willingness. It's a life of joy. There's no compulsion. There is no outside force. There is no dictator sitting there who commands you. But it is the outflowing of joy. You rejoice. Just as the devotee is saying, Un bina sab jag kharo lagat aur baat sab kaachi. Without him, the whole world feels bitter. It is not the question of getting attached to this world. You have got something higher. The lower has gone down. And everything else seems false or sab baat kaachi. Everything has become meaningless and unappealing without the presence of the divine. The only connection with the Lord gives you true joy and the true purpose of life. And because of this, the soul is dancing. The soul is jumping with joy. So there is no compulsion. Baba said, if you say this, remember that you are not alone. You are the part of the whole. You are the part of this Brahmin family, this clan, this world. The second is, pleasing others is overshadowing the divine. The desire to please others, and whom you are pleasing, Baba is saying, these are ajnani. Are they ever going to get happy? Even if you lay down your life at their feet, they'll still remain unhappy. And Baba said, the woods are ready. The world is about to get burnt up. Whom you want to? You are putting at stake your spiritual life to please somebody, to please some alpagya. Here is God who is sarvagya. These are the two words. Small intellects. And here is the intelligence, the supreme intelligence. Whom you want to please, you decide. So you are breaking Srimad. There is a breach of Srimat. You are prioritizing pleasing the worldly people over pleasing the Lord. In Bible there is a statement, blessed is the one who is without a wife. The one with a wife has to think of how to please his wife and how to take care of her. While the one without a wife thinks of how to please the Lord and how to help, how to take care of his desires. They are very clever. They said, we don't desire, but we did it to please somebody. But mind well, these worldly people are never going to get happy. They live in the world of expectations. You keep fulfilling their expectation and your own spiritual life will get destroyed. Because their expectations are worldly expectations. Their goal is not spiritual. And desires, they multiply. Desires are like the waves of the ocean. They never stop. One worldly goal, then second worldly goal, one worldly desire, then third worldly desire. And there are people who go on the spiritual path, but then they are attracted by the worldly duties. They want somebody to help the Laukik mother, and the mother demands a daughter-in-law. Better to keep a maid than to bring her. A daughter-in-law. The third thing is about practicing honesty and transparency. You cannot say that who knows. He that planted the eye, shall he not see? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? The Lord, the God, he knows everything and he sees everything. Don't become a hypocrite. Practicing hypocrisy, inside out different. Baba has said in one of these murlis that these are the dangerous people. He knows everything. This is not about deceiving. This chalana is chillana. You will have to shout. This chalana is about accumulating 1 lakh for one in your account of karma. So these are the three words, three marks of cleverness which you should forego. The first, compulsion, do it out of joy. If it is seva, if it is amritvela, if it is understanding, reading, murli, anything. Every action should become a play. Every act should become an act of meditation. Rajyoga starts outside the meditation room. Everything should become Rajyoga. Rajyoga is yoga in action. Rajyoga is integrating the divine consciousness in every small ordinary thing. Rajyoga is not about complaining. It's not about compulsion. In one ashram, a student has to speak only once in 5 years and only 2 words. After 5 years, a student said, bed hard. The bed is very hard. Silence for next 5 years. After 5 years, he said, food bad. After 5 years, no talk. At the last, he said, I quit. The master said, I knew. The complaining nature suggests inner conflict. So second, so what you can do is you can cite examples of your life of the three things. You can write a visualization of yourself as a deity moving around across how you wake up, what you do, what you speak, how is the life, how is the lifestyle, how is the daily routine when you are a deity. And the third task is you can write a poem on this Brahmin norms, Brahmin lineage, Brahmin legacy, Brahmin world, a short poem, each line composing of, consisting of one or two words. That's it. Om Shanti.